Good day, and welcome to White Smoke. In this series, we're going to discuss the principal factors that were taken into consideration by people like Jefferson and Madison when they began to erect the new United States Constitution. Today, in episode 5, we're going to very briefly discuss why the Constitution includes the Senate as well as the House of Representatives. As you recall, in episode 1, the House of Representatives was designed to replace the individual rule of a monarch with the combined rule of representatives of the people. Well, each of those 13 states, as independent nations, also had independent ideas and independent wants and needs, and had individual issues that they needed to have addressed. And so the Senate was erected to balance the needs of the state with the needs of the people within the state. And so this is where we got a bicameral form of legislation. Both the people representing the individuals and the people representing the states had to agree on what was going to be the new law before it became effective as a law. Next time in episode 6, we'll tie all of the information presented in episodes 1 through 5 together and show how it forms the basis of our Constitution. White Smoke is a project of Barracuda Publishing, LLC, located in St. Petersburg, Florida.